Welcome to Discovery number 2. I'm Mike Adams, and we are working our way through over 500 discoveries that my AI engine has found in searching through all the research that I have collected over the last couple of years. And this one involves vitamin E and Alzheimer's disease. It's based on a really interesting study that was published in 1997 in the New England Journal of Medicine. And it found that among advanced stage Alzheimer's patients who were given 2,000 IUs of vitamin E per day, which is a fairly high dose, you know, higher than what most people might get, but it's still a reasonable dose, that those people were able to care for themselves for an additional 7.5 months compared to the placebo group. And remember, this is among advanced Alzheimer's patients. And so all of them were, you know, headed on a downward spiral of neurodegeneration, let's say. But the vitamin E had such a strong neuroprotective effect that it allowed those taking it to take care of themselves. Again, an extra, 230 days is what was cited in the study. And the authors of the study, in writing up their conclusion, they noted some of the important things about vitamin E that I would, of course, mention, that it's fat-soluble, right? So vitamin E is transported by lipids, and it goes into solution in the lipids. And, of course, that means, you know, your brain cells and also your skin cells and other cells throughout your body. This is the single most important antioxidant, and it also has other properties, that involves the cell membranes, you know, which are made up of largely lipids. And this interrupts the chain reaction of lipid peroxidation, which is, in layman's terms, lipids going rancid, you might say. So vitamin E is kind of a cell membrane preservative, a natural one, for your cells to prevent them from, you could say, aging too quickly. And that's what the study actually found. And, you know, vitamin E, it embeds itself in your cell membranes, and it protects you from bad lipids or bad substances that are carried in the lipids. And because we live in a world of seed oils, where so many products out there, from salad dressings to, you know, cheap vegetable oils and restaurant food made with vegetable oils and all kinds of pasta sauces and so many things made from these cheap, in my opinion, toxic seed oils, including, you know, canola, etc. Protecting yourself from those toxic seed oils is, I think, a very important nutritional strategy. Now, this original study was partially replicated later in 2014 in a study published in JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association. It was about the Veterans Affairs that cooperated with this study, involving 613 patients with not advanced stage Alzheimer's, but mild to moderate Alzheimer's. They were all on pharmaceuticals for Alzheimer's already. These were acetylcholinesterase inhibitors, and they were also on 20 milligrams per day of memantine, or I'm sorry, one of the groups was put on memantine, or memantine, however that's pronounced, and then the other group was put on the 2,000 IUs a day of vitamin E. And it showed that vitamin E significantly slowed the functional decline. The annual decline was reduced by 19% compared to placebo, which translated into an extra 6 months of functional living for those veterans who were taking vitamin E. So think about that study. It also revealed that then there was less time required from caregivers to care for those Alzheimer's patients. So it was pretty amazing. And, you know, if that were a pharmaceutical, it would be called a miracle drug, but it's just vitamin E at, you know, 2,000 IUs a day that had that benefit, neuroprotective. Now, in looking at the mechanism of this, it's kind of interesting. According to the study authors, the mechanisms include a reduction of neuroinflammation, and it helped to reduce cytokine production. And it also mentioned that in these models involving glutamate excitotoxicity, I mean, you know, we could talk about MSG also kind of related to this, but this is the intrinsic mechanism in the brain. You know, there is a natural glutamate pathway. But with glutamate excitotoxicity, which is highly relevant to Alzheimer's, by the way, the different forms of vitamin E reduce reactive oxygen species in neurology, and it downregulated NMDA receptor expression following any kind of neurological injury, probably stemming from neuroinflammation. And by the way, I have to wonder how many people fall to Alzheimer's because of vaccines or a lifetime of eating MSG or, you know, other insults, even using toxic fragrance products. I mean, I don't know the answers to that, but anything that is neuroinflammatory, when it's consumed or if you're exposed to it on a chronic basis, you know, that can have an impact. And perhaps the impact is, you know, somewhat adds up over time. So given the fact that all these patients were already on other drugs, and some of those drugs actually, you know, really harm the brain, by the way, you know, Alzheimer's drugs can cause further degradation of cognitive function. I think these study results are quite amazing. Pretty optimistic findings, actually, just for something that's so simple, so low cost, and is readily available over the counter, just vitamin E. Now, what's interesting is those who try to downplay the studies say, well, vitamin E didn't make them smarter, didn't show that they had better cognition, but they just had better self-care. Well, better self-care means you're functioning better. You know, you have a better quality of life. If you can take care of yourself, if you can dress yourself, if you can use the toilet by yourself, that's quality of life. And we're not trying to test them on a, you know, a pop quiz about calculus or physics or anything. This is about people being able to take care of themselves and have some dignity in their last days of life as they are, you know, they're plummeting into advanced Alzheimer's and ultimately death. So if vitamin E can help ensure a quality of life or extend that quality of life while people can take care of themselves, that's a big deal. Again, especially given that there's virtually no negative side effect of this. Although, you know, you should always talk with your naturopath if you're going to start taking vitamin E. It can interact with anticoagulants, by the way, so that's one thing to note. But there's virtually no negative side effects. Vitamin E is naturally found in many different types of foods, especially nuts and seeds, by the way. It's readily available as an over-the-counter nutritional supplement. It's very affordable. And personally, I take vitamin E anytime that I go out to eat. So if I'm at a restaurant, let's say if I'm eating at a Mexican restaurant, and what do they normally serve? A basket of chips with some salsa, even before your meal. And that basket of chips is, of course, fried in whatever cheap oil they could get. You know, Mexican restaurants aren't known for using expensive oils. It's not gonna fry it in olive oil or coconut oil or beef tallow. They're going to use, you know, corn oil or canola oil or soy oil, whatever is the cheapest, right? And those seed oils have an impact. It's not, those aren't the kind of oils that you're supposed to be eating. So I take vitamin E. I continue to enjoy the meal, because usually that's a social engagement. I'm sharing a meal with friends or colleagues or something. So I'll go ahead and do that, but I'll take vitamin E at the same time. I also take vitamin C following these meals. And I do a few other things, like I drink, you know, fruit pulp, or I eat an apple or something like that. I'll make sure I have good fiber, but also I take vitamin E and vitamin C. Two really basic, almost old school nutritional supplements that have extraordinary benefits. So given that something like this is available with virtually no downside and a well-known neuroprotective component, might be worth considering adding to your own diet or your own supplementation. But, you know, do your own research. I'm not your doctor. Don't take this as professional medical advice. This is just discovery number two of now over 500 discoveries that have been identified by my AI research engine, all running locally, by the way. Actually, I'm looking at it right now, 534 discoveries, and it's still going. My goodness, this is going to take a while. If I do one discovery a day, we're a couple of years into this already. So we'll see. There are a number of discoveries about vitamin E, by the way. Let me just read you the headlines of some of the other discoveries that were found by my engine. Here's just the headlines. Vitamin E extends human cell lifespan beyond genetic limits. Wow. Here's another one. Vitamin E protects cell division machinery from oxidative damage, which means, you know, potentially pre-cancer. Let's see. Refined flour removal of vitamin E causes heart disease. There's another discovery. And of course, if you refine flour and you make processed white flour, you're taking out the vitamin E. That's one reason why white bread is so, frankly, you know, in the long run, toxic, because it's lacking the nutrition that it's supposed to have. And that can cause heart disease, according to this study. Here's another one. Let's see. Improved vitamin E derivative enhances cancer cell killing. That's interesting. And vitamin E succinate selectively inhibits oncogenes and cancer growth. So that, you know, slows the growth of cancer. So anyway, those are just some of the other headlines or discoveries, I'm sorry, that mention vitamin E that my discovery machine has so far found. And I guess we'll get to those later. Just the longevity headline sounds pretty interesting all by itself. So we'll dig into those in later episodes. This is brought to you by our Bright platforms. You can follow more of my work at brightvideos.com. And you can also read my articles about this and other topics at naturalnews.com. And there you'll also see my infographics. So thanks for checking it all out. You can follow me on brighteon.social, where my username is healthranger. Or you can reach me via Telegram at Real Health Ranger, where I post all my content there as well. So thanks for listening, and enjoy your vitamin E. Take care. We now have vitamin D3 plus K2 plus Aquaman, which is a seaweed calcium, available at healthrangerstore.com. Here, I've got it up on my site here. This is the Groovy Bee brand that we have, which is our in-house brand, healthrangerstore.com. Again, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquaman. That's the brand of the seaweed calcium in a capsule format. Of course, it's laboratory tested for heavy metals and glyphosate and microbiology and so much more. And it's a certified ingredients, of course. And, you know, everything that we build for you in terms of a product is meticulously sourced. And one of the most difficult products to source is actually vitamin D3. It's extremely difficult because it turns out in the supply chain, almost all vitamin D has a bunch of sort of unnamed ingredients in it. And that's what our sourcing people found after a couple of years of trying to source a clean version of vitamin D3 that we finally found and nailed and put it in the formula and did all the lab testing and certification. So now it's available. So this synergistic combination, if you think about natural bone support, for example, or you think about the fact that so many people may not have sufficient levels of vitamin D for just optimal health and immune support, and, you know, many other reasons to have vitamin D levels, this product can help you supplement that. And so it's available now, healthrangerstore.com, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquaman, 60 capsules available, shipping right now while supplies last. And in this environment where global supply chains are getting wrecked, you know, if this is something you want, get it now while we have supplies, because it's becoming more difficult and more expensive to source literally everything at this point. So anyway, thank you for your support. You can also find many other products, of course, hundreds of different products at healthrangerstore.com, including storable food. And right here we have our organic powdered chicken bone broth in a number 10 can, our turmeric root powder, and so much more. We've got so many amazing products for you to choose from, including tinctures, superfoods, storable foods, as well as
freeze-dried fruits and vegetables in sealed number 10 cans. That's great for long-term storage. Plus, we have iodine, and that's a product that's moving very quickly because of concerns about, you know, global nuclear war, unfortunately. But you can find all of this. It's all laboratory tested. It's all certified. It's all meticulously sourced at healthrangerstore.com. And yeah, there we go. That's what the vitamin D3 looks like there. Thank you for supporting us, because we need your support in order to fund our platform. And so we can keep bringing you amazing interviews and content and free AI tools for knowledge and so much more. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerstore.com.